Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro, read by Vivian Full. The mother came slowly towards the arch, then stopped. There was silence. Then the mother said quietly, "This isn't a B3, I take it."
"Clara is a B2, manager said. "From the fourth series, which some say has never been surpassed."
"But not a B3?
"The B3 innovations are truly marvelous, but some customers feel for a certain sort of child, a top-range B2 can still be the most happy match."
"I see. Mom, Clara's the one I want. I don't want any other." "One moment, Josie." Then she asked manager.
"Every artificial friend is unique, right?"
"That's correct, ma'am, and particularly so at this level."
"So what makes this one unique? This Clara?"
"She has so many unique qualities. We could be here all morning. But if I had to emphasize just one, well, it would have to be her appetite for observing and learning. Her ability to absorb and blend everything she sees around her is quite amazing."
"Is that so?" The mother was once again looking at me with narrowed eyes. She then took three more steps towards me. "You mind if I ask her a few questions?"
"Please, go ahead."
"Mom, please." "Excuse me, Josie. Just stand over there while I talk to Clara." Then it was the mother and me. And though I tried to keep a smile on my face, it was not easy. I might even have let the fear show.